It's one of those clear-cut issues. People either love the bagpipes or can't stand the music. People either can't get enough of the pipes or can't help making jokes about it.
It's an outdoor instrument, and it sounds nice at a distance. In fact, my wife says that they sound nice at a distance someplace like North Dakota.
17-year bagpipe player Harold Markham, who switched over from the saxophone and clarinet back in high school. But it doesn't bother him when folks joke about his musical instrument of choice.
I have no problem with that. Everyone doesn't like to fly. Everyone doesn't like maple walnut ice cream. Everyone doesn't like the pipes, but I think most people like the sound of them. You take a piper or a couple of pipers on a nice summer's evening, and let me tell you, you'll have cars stopping and people listening. I mean, it is a pretty instrument. We think it is.
The first time I told somebody that I was taking piping lessons, they thought I was going to become a plumber.
Janice Blue has been playing the bagpipes for 5 years, drawn to what she terms the most beautiful sound she can think of. But playing has its handicaps.
I tell people, I don't know why I take up an instrument that is, well, it's hard to play. And then you're doing it in the summer, in the heat, with like 10 pounds of cloth on you. The kilt is something like 7 to 9 yards of cloth. You know, it's just a hot thing, but it's wonderful.
So are you proud to be a bagpipe?
Oh, I am so proud. I really am. This is a life's dream, to be playing bagpipes.
Referred to as a technique type of instrument, players blow through a hollow stick into a bag. The air comes out through long tube-like pieces called drones. Finger holes on another piece, the chanter, allow the playing of up to 9 notes. And pressing the arm on the bag produces that steady tone, that hum, that background sound. Even after playing for 45 years, Kenneth Jackman says he's still trying to get the hang of it.
The volume is all the same. We can't turn down the volume as you can with most instruments, and also they don't stop like most wind instruments do. And so that the pipes are always going, and the way that you separate notes are actually with the grace notes, which are just small little brief notes between the major theme notes. It's like any other instrument. It takes a long time to master it and also to get groups in the area who have the expertise so that you can improve.
It's the only musical instrument declared a weapon of war. Back in the 1700s, Scottish armies rallied for battle to the sound of the pipes. Bagpipers suffered casualties leading the troops into the fighting. With bagpipe music urging the troops on, the tone rising above the din of battle, the pipes were said to be worth 100 guns. Its unique sound draws out a range of feeling and emotion. Glasgow, Scotland area native and 30-year veteran pipe player Tom McCall.
It's the only instrument I know where you can play at a funeral, you can play at a wedding, you can play in a head table, or you can stand in a corner and play by yourself. And I've seen people cry and get very emotional and choked up. I've seen people really bright and cheery and dancing because of other tunes that you can play on the bagpipes. Complete sadness to complete happiness. It runs the full gamut just because of the sound of the instrument. It gets right into your heart, it really does.
The Rochester Scottish Pipe Band, an area tradition for 8 decades, celebrates its Celtic heritage with a program entitled Scotland in Concert at Theatre on the Ridge.